Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I love starting
with edited.
I know. Black Lou's a man of God. Only yeah. Clean versions.
Sorry, guys. We're clean today. No cussing. All day.
Clean all day.
Clean all day.
No way, dude. That was our guest.
Yeah, I don't care. He can cuss. We can't.
Oh, like what in the heck and stuff?
Yeah,
like, man, this is freaking awesome.
Yeah, let's say, yeah.
I'll try.
Okay. And then, I'm going to blow it, but let's just see how long we can go. No cussing day.
Once Steel's broke, though, it's broke.
For you.
For the other person has to keep going.
Yeah, until you break.
Okay.
You know what I mean? This is a test against yourself. Black Lou, Jacob, damn. You're both involved.
How did Howard Stern do it terrestrial for so long?
I don't know, but we're going to try. We're going to try to do it
terrestrial. We've never even had to play by those rules. Well, I mean, you did, but you didn't do like a three-hour talk show.
No.
Three-hour talk show.
No. And
you could not curse on in-betweens.
But I still had that part of my brain. Mm-hmm. Maybe the first 2 years we did this show, by year three or four, I've had to hit. The morning shows have hit the drop button on me. Like the dump button.
Oh, really?
Oh, because I just immediately go into like this mode.
Oh, I did it once on a...
Oh, take a seat.
Buddy. On a phone call.
Yeah.
A phoner. I curse because I just kind of forget where you're at. And I've never done it on air of a show. But I told you that was always the funniest thing to me. When me and Cake Boss were on Preston and Steve.
Yeah.
And he said BS.
That's BS.
Huh?
He said, he said the actual BS.
Yeah, we're not cursing today.
Yeah, dude, it took me a second to catch up to it because I was like, oh, you mean I almost just committed the. We're trying not to cuss today. We're not going to cuss.
That's our game we're playing.
You can cuss.
Everyone else, all you want. Filthy just sailor mouths.
Filthy, bad, bad words.
All the Fs.
All the Fs.
The
all,
S's.
Black Lou started the show with Annie up, but the edited version. So we've decided to be edited today.
It is, of course, the Bonfire Faction Talk, SiriusXM 103. Big Jokerson, Dan Soder, DJ Lou Witzke.
What do we say?
I don't know.
What do we say, Jacob?
Baller.
Baller? What do we say? Black Lou, what do we say?
I'm not really sure.
Do we tell this? Do we tell this?
He's out. He was planned to be out.
Do we tell what's going on?
I don't know.
Is it illegal?
I don't know.
I
don't think Lou's going to give a shit, but...
Come on, man.
I think he will. By the way, I just want to say, first drop, nailed it.
Oh, yeah. Feldman's gold.
Him. Yeah.
Let me text him. I'll get his approval.
Yeah, get his approval.
Okay, right. So we have, of course, Black Lou, our Black King, the Black Tiger, Louis Johnson. Dude, DJ Lou's becoming... obsolete.
We might not have to worry about us taking him out.
He's on the ones and twos. We got Jacob in the house. Christine's farting around somewhere.
It's a good energy. It's different. You know, I'm not saying Lou's not great, but I mean, Louis is really nailing it.
He is. Yeah. He also, like, because Lou's been doing it so long, he has a little bit of like this old horse shit. About it, where like look at Black Lou, look at Black Lou, he's so into it.
You just did it.
Oh, that's over for me.
Damn, we didn't even get through the intro.
You're doing great still.
Thanks, buddy.
I dropped an S.
I'm scared as S.
There's something fresh and exciting about the way Louis is doing it right now.
Man, you're really stirring the pot, aren't you, Jacob?
Well, I hope we can tell what's going on with DJ Lou, because you might be here forever anyway.
he might be a permanent stepdad.
I want to introduce our guest. We have sitting in the show. He's in town.
Yeah.
All the way from North Cackalack, everybody. It's a nice Gas Digital crossover here, because I want to get the full story from him. But I know he was not discovered by Lewis. That would be a lot of Colonel Tom Parker energy I'm giving him. But Lewis had a contest at one point, correct, where he was making a SoundCloud rapper.
That's right.
He was getting his first sound, and our guest was who won. He won the whole thing, correct? And is amazingly effing talented. I'm going back to keeping it clean.
Yeah, all right. I'll give you a mulligan. I'll give you one mulligan.
That's a drop?
Yeah. Drop okay. Shot.
I'll take it. It is the mega talented Crack-A-Miko, everybody.
Do you want?
Where's the cheers, Black Lou? Is that a DJ Lou thing?
Man, also on the day that Black Lou's running the board as a white rapper, that was a tough sell. You no-sold him, dude.
I bombed already.
No, oh, not at all.
You say he's got to prove himself to you?
Did Lewis, was the prize money?
Oh, well, first let me say I'm freaking excited to be here, guys.
Oh, yeah, man. All right. He's keeping it clean,
I'm flipping
dude.
Pumps.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, dude.
We're
way
on the game.
Go.
Christine, watch your pig mouth.
So, Christine, you didn't hear, you were out of the room. We started with an edited song, so we're not cussing today.
Wait, you started with what song?
We started with Annie Up, but it was edited.
Oh.
So we're not cussing today on the show.
No cursing?
Well,
no
I
cursing.
Already blew it.
But Jay gets a mulligan.
Is there a swear jar?
I really effed it up already.
I would do a swear jar. Let's do a swear jar in case you do. It's $5 a swear.
Five a swear?
Five a swear.
It's a big swear. Where does it go?
In the middle.
DJ Lou's funeral fund? What did he say? Can we tell the story?
One of his oxygen tanks.
Was he not answer? Was he already canoeing?
Can I call you Crack? Can I call you Crack? Or would you prefer Mr. Amico?
Either one's fine.
Yeah. Can we tell the people your real name? Or do you want to go by Crack Amico? Do you want to stay kayfabe?
I'm going to stay Crack.
I'm going to stay kayfabe. Sure. All right, I like yeah. that. God,
for now,
I do want
respect
to ask,
the man that stays kayfabe.
I do want to ask, Crack Amico is obviously a name inspired by the guest digital world, Zach Amico. Who we all love over here at the Bonfire. Love and that is, but what was your name before that? Because you are far too talented to have started rapping for that contest.
Yeah, you didn't have like biofilm moment where they were like, hey, you know those zizzles assholes you do? Those crazy sentences?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why don't you toss those out inspired by the weak LA comedy scene?
Or was your name always Crack Amico and then you saw a podcast where there was Zach Amico and you go, well, that's meant to be.
This is Kismet.
That's the thing. What was your name before that?
Well, I started rapping when I was like 14.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say what my name is, but I went by Raw, which is my initials.
Okay.
And yeah, did the shit for a minute. I was pretty popping in high school and then kind of got into some drugs and drinking.
Okay.
And kind of fell off, stopped doing music for a minute. Got really into podcasts, of course, your guys' show, all the Gas Digital shit. I was a big Opie and Anthony fan, as I was telling Dan.
Yeah.
On the way up here.
Did you walk away from music for a while? I mean, you said you were partying and stuff, but was it also like this isn't going anywhere? Were you like just kind of like giving up on all your bummed, or it was just like you never thought it was going to go? Were you like making a hard push, and then it was like, fuck, man, so many walls. Damn.
$5. We got to start putting
it. Oh, man.
I'll mark it. I'm going to be a dork today. Sorry.
You said, yeah? Nice. But please, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
I was just kind of periodically in and out of it, and crazy shit happening in life, going to jail, drugs, all that shit.
You were in jail?
Quite a few times, yes.
Really?
What's the longest you did?
The longest I was ever up in there was like probably 2 weeks.
Did you ever exchange letters with a lonely lady?
Nah.
Damn, dude.
Nah, it wasn't long enough. I thought we were.
That'd been funny if we just find Shannon, her prison husband. And Shannon's like, he's right. Did you meet Shannon?
Yeah, I tried to give her a shake today, and she actually opted for the hug. So there might be something there.
Oh, hell yeah!
Can I tell you something? I'm a big fan of your work.
Thank you, sir.
I think
big
you're
fan
very,
of yours.
I think you're very talented. Would love if you married Shannon.
I'd love that.
I would love
that. You're great. You're a great guy.
And then Lewis would
you got
have
a bad boy thing in you.
Yeah.
You've lived the life. I got to tell you, from watching 60 Days In, tell me if I'm wrong, because I still, jail looks like the scariest thing in the world to me, but I will say, I'm three seasons in.
Mm-hmm.
The beatings, especially the jumpings, what's like a gang of guys jumping a guy, it looks like it's almost all for show. They're not hitting him, but these aren't like, put you down, knock a guy out fights. They're like a weird, like it looks like the Proud Boys hazing for someone almost some way where they're just like, say 10 cereals and they slap you, like paw at you.
Or punch your body.
Nobody knows how to fight, it seems. Everyone gets in the weirdest stances to fight, but it looks like it's nonstop fighting. And you said your longest time in there was how long?
Probably about 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I made bail every time. I've never done a bid. I've never done time.
But even in 2 weeks, in like a jail,
dude,
you're in those pods or whatever they have.
The heart's pumping.
Oh, yeah.
You're put in there and you're like, that's got to be crazy. I've never been to jail, but
you're
I'm saying that.
You're a dog, for sure. And one of the first times I ever got bail, it was after lights out, pitch black. I'm laying there looking at the ceiling like, God damn. And all of a sudden, we're sleeping on mats. That's how full the pods are.
Yeah. So you're just on the floor on a mat.
Sleeping on like a blue wrestling mat.
Yeah. It's like a church lock-in.
Yeah.
Just with super dangerous people.
Yeah, with the opposite of church.
Yeah. The opposite of people who go to church. Just a bunch of criminals that are like, hey, so we don't have anything between us. That's going to be a problem for you.
Yeah. So it was like pitch black. And all of a sudden, I'm kind of sleeping, kind of not. And my mat just starts sliding. Under me, and I'm on the shit, and I'm like, holy fucking shit, it's going down, they're about to beat my ass, I don't know why, and then the lights turn on, and it's this, like, redneck dude who was dragging my mat, and he's like, you just made bail.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was, like, it was like a fun announcement? Yeah, you're like,
yeah.
Oh, you got me. He's like, huh? I had you scared. You can't do that.
They put
that
a bag over your head and take you out, and they take the bag off your head, you're in your own clothes outside, like, oh.
Oh, this is how they get me out. Dude, that's crazy. I mean, you have to be so happy when you hear that, you're like, sweet.
Yeah, it was a
Immediately from
range
going
of
from like we yeah you're like we have goes up all right I gotta fight. Have you gotten any fights or physical shit in jail?
No, it actually never happened.
Nice.
Weirdly,
you said the S word.
What did I say?
You said the S word.
No.
Fuck. Oh wait, me. I only have
you,
four.
You
bucks,
don't, no, you don't
I
have to.
I can't do this.
You're not
held to the standard.
Yeah. In fact, we'll probably just give you the money at the end. So you want us to swear?
Okay, let's go.
That's $5. You said the S word, dude.
I'm in for a Tensky.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to hit a ding every time someone curses.
All right, I'm marking it.
Thanks. Black Lou.
Hey, dude.
I'm going to keep talking to Crack about his story, but we will say we did get the thumbs up from DJ Lou,
yeah,
which you'll appreciate this also, Crack. DJ, we get a terrified mess. I guess he reached out to you personally first, Jacob?
I have a producer's text thread, but I thought when I texted you, I thought it was the group thread.
Okay, so we just get a text from Jacob at like, 1 p.m. It's like, and test today before you come in and before, listen up, fellas, and test again on Wednesday.
That's
and I was like,
shit, dude.
I was like, yeah, but I was like, what happened? Did someone get COVID? I had no idea.
You know, he goes, does someone have COVID? And then Witski sends an emoji with the hand up, like it's me. So now I immediately go like, oh, shit, all right, we'll test. And then I go, oh, that actually sucks because DJ Lou's was planned to be out today because he is going
on. We made fun of him yesterday.
He's going on a pilgrimage to women with hairy armpits at a Pearl Jam show in Philly, Camden, right outside of Philly, and also a canoeing down the Delaware trip with his girlfriend. I go.
He's cool. Is he going to Pearl Jam still? Or is he just kayaking?
Yes.
He's there.
He goes.
He's going to Pearl Jam.
But I go, oh, that sucks. So your trip's canceled? He goes, no way, bro. I'm going to tough it out.
Yeah, dude, I read
then
that
Then Jacob checks me on the side and goes, tough it out? He goes, I bet the Pearl Jam fans are going to be stoked on that.
This is how he got it. Because some guy was like, I got to tough it out for Eddie on 9/11.
And he's going to, dude, I go, him and his girlfriend with limited lung capacity trying to take the Delaware with a picnic basket full of Hall's drops.
What, they're going to keep the mask on while they're kayaking?
Well, it's just going to be the two of them, so there's no point in that.
I'm saying it would be funny if they did, though.
What a hilarious thing. Like, we got COVID. And we're just going to jam out. Who gives a fuck?
So, anyways, we're hoping to get there when the opener's wrapping up.
I don't even know if she has it.
Huh?
I don't even know if she has it.
Does she know that he has it?
She's Latino, dude. They always get it.
I'll tell you. I think.
Do you even know things about race, Jacob?
I think Witski would be the kind of guy that's like, I didn't want to tell you. He just mysteriously has his mask on her.
If she doesn't know, it would be the funniest thing in the world.
Can we call her and ask her?
He's just coughing into her ear all night.
Yeah, he's like, ah, sorry, baby.
Sorry, baby. Droplets.
What does two lines mean? Fucking Witski.
We all tested negative.
Yeah. That'd have been funny if that's how we tell Crack and me. Here we go. We're all.
He goes, anyway, dude.
Way, this room is live.
Yeah, this is a bug party.
You got it shooting at you out of all of our mouths.
Welcome to the virus party.
Yeah.
No, DJ Lou is off, the only one with COVID, on a vacation.
Going to,
she's my buddy.
He's he's going to the most crowded anywhere any of us are going.
Yeah, but it is all Pearl Jam fans, so serves him right. Am I right?
Thin in the herd so he can get closer to Eddie.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to do. He's going to go up and breathe in everyone's ears.
I am the Highlander.
We could be only one. Just a bunch of sweaty, shivery people.
He sounds terrible.
Does he?
Yeah, I just spoke to him to get the okay.
He goes, by the way, I go, well, you're not sick? I go, you're not sick? He goes, nah, feels like a head cold and a bunch of body aches. I'm like, that's sick, dude.
That's bad.
He goes, ah, dude, that guy loves Eddie Vedder. I can't think of a thing.
Is there a thing?
I try to go, of course.
Sixers.
No, I mean, like, my daughter's wedding. Like, I mask up and watch from a distance. You know what I mean? Like, I find a way to be there.
Yeah, just lurk at a distance.
But I'm saying there's things I go to. It's not a fucking...
Oh, I'd go way lower than my daughter's wedding.
Eagle Super Bowl? No way. Yeah. I'll fucking watch on TV. Nope. I still can see it.
Yeah.
You go with COVID?
No.
Yeah. I'm going to say it to a Niners Super Bowl?
No.
You've already been there healthy. It sucked, remember?
Yeah, it did.
Because they lost.
Yeah, I remember. Jay, I was there. I remember.
Crack, are you a Panthers fan?
Now that I'm in this room, I'm a Cowboys fan. Woo! Now that I made it in here.
Yeah? That's already fair, Cowboys fan. Well, you just won Black Lou's heart. Well, as soon as he sees these fucking songs, he's going to really fall in love with you. I bet you guys have a complicated handshake by the end of the show.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Thank you,
Jacob. It's rough for the Cowboys, bro. We got a long road ahead.
Absolutely.
Broken hand. You guys going to try to steal Jimmy G from us? Or at least
Cam Newton, I heard, maybe.
I heard
Gardner Minshew.
Oh, yeah, they were talking about getting him from Philly. Why would Philly give up their good backup
to their rival?
To a rival team?
He's mid.
There's no way.
He's a partier.
Yeah, he's...
He'll bring back those 93 vibes.
He's got a sick mullet.
Irvin doing coke.
Minshew's got a sick mullet.
Yeah, he'd probably be more beer.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's definitely like a good old boy. So Philly is sort of the wrong place for him in that regard. It's not really a honky-tonkin' town. He looks like a guy who really likes to, you know, like, punch a cow and laugh and crack a beer on his head. Is that our chairs?
Yeah, it's me. My bad. It's not a fart.
No, I thought it was your stomach or something, which I was worried about. So then you were rapping. You went into jail several times. What made you get back into the music?
Well, I got really into ONA. Mm-hmm. I had been an ONA fan for a minute, but I got really into Legion of Skanks, and then in turn Bonfire and the whole Gas Digital world and shit.
Hell yeah.
And that was pretty much what I had, just that content, what I looked forward to. I wasn't really doing music shit anymore. And then I happened to be listening to a particular real-ass podcast where they birthed the contest.
So that actually, so you were years removed from it.
Damn,
jump back into it.
They brought you back in like a kung fu movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a big long beard. And you were in a temple somewhere.
Some lady goes, "Hey, you might want to hear this." Yeah, doggy. Anyone that can do it? I'm getting a SoundCloud rapper. We're gonna name it after it.
Suck my dick, Shannon.
Yeah, they flew out to me, and I had a long beard and white hair, and they was like, "You're the only one who can do this."
Yeah.
He goes, "Hey, got a lot of thinking to do,
Mr. Go Rapper."
So that's so fucking amazing that you came.
Oh,
another
man.
One. So much another excitement. One.
You're such a bad boy.
I know, Dan, you dork.
Hey, I'm just being.
You effing dork.
Hey, I'm just cool. One of us has got to get our FCC license by the end of this thing.
Yeah, no shit. Damn it. That's four, dude.
No, you got three.
No, I just said S. You missed one.
Oh, man, you told on yourself.
Everyone missed it.
The only curse word you can say is cunt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ding.
That's a good rule.
Okay.
I can only say one. I might be able to remember that.
I'll give you, yeah.
And let's not count this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If you give me the F word,
it's
just
all over
drop
the place.
It all day.
Yeah. The
S,
C word.
S is too much. S is too much.
I think we give you the C word.
Yeah. I don't, slurs. Yeah, slurs count. Yeah. They would take out slurs on a... They would take out slurs on. They would beep that on Annie Up.
Exactly. If it's edited on Annie Up, it's edited in the studio.
If Annie Up says it, we're
if
here.
If they couldn't say it, you can't say it.
So I want to play...
Except the C word.
While you're here, I want to play these two songs. They're not very long, either of them, but they're amazing songs you did about comedy.
And I want to set this up. Are these the songs that won you the contest?
It was kind of like it had rounds. I had like a first submission. This was actually the one we're looking at. Bad Bitch and LA is Gay were both after I had won.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So these were just on top of...
Yeah.
This was just...
Yeah, because these are... You made videos. Do you edit it all yourself and everything?
I do.
Really?
The only part of my music I don't create is the mixing part, because I don't know how the fuck to do that shit. But I record it. I write it, obviously. I record the videos. All the videos I've done so far have just been in my house. People are accusing me of being on house arrest.
That's funny. That's very funny.
And then, yeah, I throw it in the iMovie. I edit the shit.
Did you, was it weird meeting Lewis for the first time? Like Lewis and Zach? Was it surreal?
Meeting all of you guys has been like, holy fucking shit.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. What if we brought Opie and Anthony back together for this? He started bleeding out of his ears. I go, they worked it out in the hallway.
I would think I had cancer if I was cracking Miko then. So I go, hey, kid. Hey, we put it aside for a day to come say hi to you.
Hey, we're gonna jam a little in the old space. They meet on the rooftop of Sirius.
Just gonna noodle around the mics a little bit. What do we got here?
Yeah, throw a little dice and then you'll step all over it.
Oh. Yeah. If anyone could bring them back together, I think it's me.
Yeah,
it's gotta make the raw song.
Absolutely you. So you do these videos after you won. This is how I found out about you, was watching these videos. LA is Gay and Bad Bitch.
That's right.
And the video, now the fact knowing you like make the video completely yourself is so, it's really impressive also, especially with like time added. Like, were you always working on stuff like that too, like AV stuff, like even when you stopped doing music, or was just, you just like, let me just figure it out, I'll just give it a shot?
Well, I'm going to reattempt it one day, but I had actually gone from music to trying to maybe do some kind of podcast that nobody would probably ever hear. Right. But that was kind of what I was trying to move into. So I had been working with video shit and all that kind of stuff and just kind of honed my skills.
It is weird that there's like...
We're going to put these out too on social media, these videos, because they it's really well done.
It's crazy that in like 20 or 30 years, that's going to be some stories for some very powerful people. Like, I was just messing around. I've made a podcast of my own. You know, next thing I know, I've changed the way that packages are shipped. I've got $400 billion.
Well, Rogan, I mean, sort of like
he was just hanging around.
I mean, when he says, when they show the early stuff, it's just them like on a couch,
yeah,
in a not well lit room,
dude. Yeah, Bobby. I remember being. He's like, it's the wave of the future, and you're like, yeah.
Bobby
shut up,
Kelly's
Bobby.
Always got his finger on the pulse, though.
Yeah, and
it was.
Can you imagine a world where Bob Kelly is what Rogan is right now?
Bobby would be so mean.
He'd be so fun, though.
He'd be so fun. He would do crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be like, what? We're going to Aruba, dude. Shut up. In the plane, dude.
He'd be 300 pounds heavier.
Ivermectin, dude.
Yeah, he'd be like Brando. Dr. Moreau.
They have to cut him out of a house. Yeah. He'd go pure gluttony.
He goes, dude, I'm going Gilbert Gate. Great, bro.
He goes, yo, Don, I'm dying. Burn the house down.
He dies in a castle.
Don't let me be a joke, dude.
But he'd be like living in one of those New York castles in the 70s. Just one of those houses, like an Epstein house.
Yeah. There was somebody who did SDR show a while back who was like, do you remember his name at all, Christine? He was such a creepy dude. He just has like castle parties all the time. That's what he calls them. And it's
that's
like...
what's crazy about New York is like you don't realize you're walking by this building and you can like walk in and it's just like one person's residence and it's just a building.
If you're a really hot chick and you decide like I'm going to go, this should be a test we should do, mm-hmm. is get a hot chick and hire her to go to every weird thing that hot chicks get invited to. Castle parties.
But.
Underground street fights where everyone's wearing tuxedos,
dude,
for some reason.
Please show me that there's a Lionheart world out there.
Yeah, I want to see a Lionheart world.
Please, can we make her wear a helmet with a camera on it so it's obvious?
It's a hot chick with an ugly helmet and
she's
a GoPro.
Got a ball gown on, but it's like one of those. Like,
man, she is smoking. Yo, what's that what's about? Look at the stems on hay.
Yeah, you wouldn't jump something? What's up? Dude, that'd be awesome.
We should. I mean, because I'm just thinking of it. So many girls I've seen like videos of like telling stories of that, like in like the hip hop world, especially because World Star has those a lot when they have like a podcast clip of two like former video hoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they're like, oh well, My third gangbang at Eazy-E's house was pretty nuts. You know what I mean? Like, or whatever, just wacky parties they went to. And,
yeah.
And, like, just illegal-sounding things. You're like, yeah, I want to have an infiltrator. I want somebody on the inside.
Yeah, New York's got that old money darkness to it, too, where it's like, oh. We hunt humans up definitely. In the park.
Or at very least, everyone goes and wears, like, those long nose masks yeah. and, like, you know, walks around with feathers and their wieners out with,
when
like...
When I dated that
chafing one, dishes of cocaine in the room.
That one rich girl one time was just like her family, they just go yacht with other yachts in the,
oh, yeah.
in the winter.
You haven't done blow till you've done it with Obama's kids.
She goes, oh my God, I took some fentanyl with Leo and I woke up in the morning.
We like all the yachts meet up together.
Yeah, it's St. Barth's.
Christine, St. Barth's. Do you like that Black Lou wields the power to cut your mic off and on like the way he does?
It's very sexy.
He waits till you start talking, then he thinks he listens to the first part and decides if it's interesting enough to turn the mic up. I like it, Lou.
It's
I like
a
it.
Whole world.
Man. Next time he does it, he comes in with just a fat pinky ring.
I can't goes, wait.
This is my silencer.
My favorite scene is gonna be when DJ Lou's on a ventilator, and Black Lou walks in and says a bunch of nice things to him, and then leans into his ear at the last minute and goes. I got you, MF-er.
Yeah. I hey. Love it. Way to play it edited.
Yeah, I did good.
S my.
But you say the actual word.
S my D. Did I cuss? Have I been cussing?
Probably a ton, but we don't count it.
What are you talking about, dude?
You're count Golden it. Dan.
Shut your mouth. You're just mad that you're vanilla, using potty words.
Vanilla Dan. He has to force himself to curse every day, everyone. Just, you know, he's a fake bad boy. It comes out of me. It just falls out of
I
me.
I say it, and then I apologize softly. I go, F you. I'm
so sorry, God.
I'm so sorry, God.
Sorry, Jesus.
I always cover my
please
mouth.
Don't.
I cover
Jesus,
my mouth.
Don't punish me.
I cover my mouth after I cuss. Oh, S my. Oh, my God.
Yeah, man, you're full of grace. Our Father, God, that will be done. Yeah, let's play one of these songs. This is our new thing now. We talk a little bit, we play a song, we talk a little bit and play a song.
You'll see. Tomorrow's show is the same way.
You'll see tomorrow's show. It's our jam.
Which one first?
Yeah, we have a very musical week this week.
What would you rather do first?
Do Bad Bitch. And I'm just saying the name of the song.
Just name the song, yeah?
You don't have to edit, bitch.
Okay.
Sorry, it's a video, Jacob.
It's good audio, though. Good audio.
I love it.
I'm to throw a little volume on it. I mean, if it's going to be video, it's...
Has anyone walked in on you filming a video that doesn't know you do this and you've had to explain it?
No.
Okay. They're like, you're not like, Mom, not now.
Well, it is. And I do want to ask...
Or like a roommate where you're like, hey, Mike, if you're going to come in, knock.
I know these videos pretty well. And I got to say, it like in any rap video, when you see it, any music video in general, it looks cool when you're doing it, when it's done. But like doing it has to feel sort of silly.
That's actually why I prefer shooting the inside videos, because if you look at, like, just an example, Sagalo's first
video.
Yeah.
All right,
it's
let's
just,
get into
it. Looks
it.
Like,
shots
it,
fired.
It just looks like a video of, like, taking a tour of the steps of New York City.
Oh, yeah, he's on the steps.
And he's just there, like, figuring out what to do with his hands and shit. I love Brennan. He's a sweetheart, but that video is kind of mid.
It's really, like, it is funny. Like,
I would love a battle rap of Crack Amico and Brennan.
He won't do it.
I didn't even overthink. The line's been drawn. I don't even think, didn't even overthink that Brendan was on the street somewhere and somebody across the street was going,
look at this.
What's that pudgy little guy doing over there with his hands?
The hey, whole video.
Is the great Hambino rapping on those steps?
Childish Hambino.
yeah, that's great. How does he not go by that?
I know.
Come on, Sagalo.
That's great.
And we love Brendan Sagalo.
It's played out.
Yeah, but we got to, come on, dude. Sure. Go by the great, yeah, the great, what was it?
The great what?
We just this is such a
stoner oh the great
show.
Hambino
this is such a
childish
stoner
Hambino.
Show childish Hambino
childish Hambino yes
God this is such a stoner show
don't curse
let's try this again
I said God
but yeah that's why I
our
prefer
creator.
The inside ones
say again
yeah. like you don't have people looking at you because even me
yeah.
like I've been filming videos for years and I'm still like looking out of the corner of my eye just seeing if anybody's walking by trying
oh, yeah.
to get in the video and like
yeah
I don't know
but I'm saying also just like the energy of like looking into the camera when it's like dark and you're like you know you're doing your thing you got the grill in. It looks cool, but when you're in a room doing it, like mouthing along with the words to your song,
just play, making mouth noise,
it's gotta just feel kind of silly.
Do you rap along
yeah.
or do you do the?
I rap out loud because okay. it just feels less retarded.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when like, they, yeah.
I didn't cuss once there. So.
That's my DB.
And the way I do it is very like. like I said, I do the whole process myself, so I do feel like a psychopath making the whole thing and just hoping people like it. But in the middle, you're like, what if people just think I'm like,
I think that's everybody.
This is corny.
But I think that's I think that's everything you make. You're like waiting for someone to be like, this is awful.
But much like, even though it's like music and film is different, like comedy, you get to kind of work it out each night.
You're in the room.
You're in the room, you get to kind of work it out
but
each night.
But still, you don't.
When you have to produce like a finished product that has never been. It's like roast writing. That's what's the closest thing I can think of is roast writing. Like you have to go like really bang something out and you have no, there's like no safety net of it. Like you can't tell if it's time tested because you have to go say it to Bea Arthur herself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the only thing I can relate it to. So yeah, it's gonna put all that work in and then people are just like, nah, that's what's got to make you feel sympathy for, like, you know, like when a Transformers movie comes out and like, forget the actors' feelings or anything like that. Just like the 8,000 Asian guys that had to make, you know, a computer and animatronic car robot.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, man, that blew.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, that movie stunk, and the guy's like, I missed my kid's 7th and 8th birthday.
Oh, it won't play on that one? Sword.
Yeah, and I have multiple dimensions to it, where it's like, I want it to sound good, I want it to be catchy, and now, with this, I want it to be funny.
Yeah.
So it's like, a lot to try and group together.
It's all of that.
Make it good.
It is all of those things. Christine, can you turn another thing so Dan can see it all?
I can see it. I can see it from right here.
You can? Okay. Christine.
Oh, I can see it.
I can play it.
You're going to play it on that end.
Yeah. Oh.
Because it's not playing over there for some reason.
5, 6, 7, 8.
This is what Lou's dying for.
Oh. Stupid bitches. Rusty Mac on the drums. Girl, you got to be a bad bitch.
Bad bitch.
Yeah. If you're a woman and you want to be a comic, then you got to be a bad bitch.
So you bitch. Ugly.
Yeah. Only way to the top. Dating Louis, he a motherfucking
sad bitch. What?
Get your own podcast up on gas, plus that motherfucker mad rich.
Dude, I love it. I love any world where Lewis is a P. Diddy type.
Can you turn it up a little bit in the headphones, Lewis?
Better be a bad bitch. Bad bitch. Karen Finn is a bad bitch. Bad bitch. Taylor Tomlinson a bad bitch. Bad bitch. I'm like, hi, my name is Craig, bitch. I'ma put these thotties in their place. I ain't trying to hear your jokes. I'm trying to come all on your face.
Yeah. I wonder, it's funny to think of
that. No, no, back that up. Dan, you're going to love these lyrics. You go back,
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad about that one. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, it's rap. To go back, yeah, a little
further. Oh, it's I love it. Oh, come on, you're rapping.
But it's like comedy. Once you think of it, you got to do the shit.
Yeah.
I let Nikki eat my ass with them tone deaf lips. Let that little junkie Kate overdose on my tape. I say Esther Pope, bad bitch. Kelsey Cook, bad bitch. Whitney Cummings back in 2010, average. Amy Schumer, fat pig. Used to be so hot and tight. Stole Patrice's jokes, now she trying to steal his body tight. What bitch is gonna make me sick? Stop talking and suck the dick. If she let me suck them tits, I'm nutting Sarah's hairy tits. Sideways, pussy beat. Like a gong chime. Tell that Oriental Alley girl me move you one time. Guys be fucked, I let them hit. Even though they kinda mid. I ain't even gay, but Mateo Lane, I suck your dick. No homer, that boy is hot. Crack Amico, I'm on my job. Kalila don't do stand up. Still twice as funny as Brandon Schwab. Shouts Annie Letterman. Swear to God I wife that bitch. I buy that pussy in my drug. Even if I had a wife and kids. Lots of honeys in this list full of dummies, but the baddest bitch of all is the only one that's funny and is kind and slim waist, thick cakes, funny jokes. Yes, yeah, Kimmy fucking Condon.
That's my favorite picture.
Disagree? Come and see me in the comments and tell me who's a bad bitch.
You wonder how far this got into the world of female comedians, where they were like, you know, if you're watching it, like, look, waiting for your name to be said.
Oh man, so happy. You're happy if you're not mentioned. You're
happy if you're not mentioned.
Second place is not being mentioned at all.
Yeah. First place is you got to be a bad
you're
bitch.
You're a bad bitch.
Yeah. First besides that, you're like, oh, man. Because no one wants to hear it. You know what I mean? You
Kimmy Kong is going to be working with me and Ari in that Vegas gig. There Wise guys. Just worked it out today, actually.
Great.
Kimmy Kong. I told her she's a bad bitch.
Did she?
That's, by the way, everyone at some
it, right?
point.
She loves it.
Yeah, of course. she's the payoff. She's the
oh
payoff.
Yeah, she loves it for
the
sure.
The best setup is that it's dating Lewis for a podcast on gas, and then oh. the payoff is that it's Kim Condon.
Yeah, if Kate Quigley heard it, she might not feel the same.
Yeah,
as Kim, but.
Yeah, I think a couple of them would be mad, but maybe. I think Kim was like, yes, at the end.
If she was,
because you know, Kim was like, oh, he didn't even mention me. This song's about Lou. Oh my God, it's about me.
If she's mad about that, then fentanyl killed her sense of humor.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, that man.
She was there. She knows what happened. You're a comedian.
Was there any lines? Was there any lines you took out? Were there any lines that you're like, I'm not gonna use that?
I kept a certain person out of it as per request, and that's all I'll say.
Okay.
But
oh, I like a, I like
it's a definitely a Lewis request. And what was it? Who was
I'm
it?
I'm not saying nothing else.
You don't have to.
Yeah, we could walk this
Everything's
down,
always Lewis.
Yeah.
You probably already
know. Oh, I already know. I already got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't want no heat.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I got you.
Okay. Or
writing
no?
credit. You're going to get a writing credit.
I don't know.
No, you're
could
right.
Be, it could be this person, but it could also be, I mean, Lewis.
The audience hates this so much.
I mean, I'll say it. I don't give a shit.
That's correct, Dan.
I knew it. Yeah. Because she's, they're not on, you know, the best terms
now.
If you're a fan of Lewis, you already know it. Your brain went off the way ours went off.
Ding, 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 ding.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
That's the thing. If you're doing inside baseball stuff, and I know people do hate it, and I get it. It sucks.
Yeah.
See me live, I'll tell you. Come check me out.
Addison, I still have people come up to me. I still go up to me and they say, he goes, that special you were saying, that's the worst last 5 minutes of any special you've ever seen. And they go, I always go, this name? I go, yeah. By the way, as soon as they start the question, I just bang out the name. I go, I told you if you ever ask me a personal time.
I've heard that bridge is burned, we'll say it. But yeah, come see me live. DanSoder.com, BigJComedy.com. We'll tell you who Crack and Miko was talking about.
Yo, come see me.
It's like a little coupon for a show.
Yeah. And the next song I wanted to play is L.A. is Gay, which we played open Skanks last week.
Oh, yeah, with Brian Callen.
That was fucking so fun.
Callen, were you there? Were you in the room?
Yeah, he was there. Yeah.
I was right next to Callen when he was taking the lie detector.
That's awesome.
It ruled.
I asked if Brendan Shaw was, if you thought Brendan Shaw was funny. Passed yes. Passed. That's a fucking, that's awesome.
So he's made himself believe it.
You think it's Stockholm Syndrome?
I said it's effing awesome.
Oh.
It's his boy, dude. I get it.
I get it too. I completely get it. I thought I actually respect his like coming to his like, you know, defense on stuff like that.
I just like that you guys were saying, or somebody was saying, the question is he funny or not? And Callen was just like, he's the nicest guy.
That'll be out. That episode will be out on YouTube.
I had
Friday.
To learn. I learned that way early in comedy. I remember this when someone pointed it out to me that he did it because he was maybe the best at it. Maybe now, older, veteran, whatever, with his amongst his friends, and I'm sure he always did like talk smack about other comics. But if you wanted to go up and talk garbage, I'm fixing my words.
Yeah, you're doing it
with Jim Norton about another comic. If he doesn't know you like well like that, because I remember being young and him being like, everyone's nice. That's what he says. Great guy. Doesn't say they're funny.
Yeah,
he always says great guy.
Great
no matter
guy.
What name you say, go, great guy.
Great guy.
And you're like, yeah, but you know, like. What about this garbage? He's like, awesome guy.
What do you do if he's not a great guy?
I think he just still says he's a great guy. Yeah, he just says no matter
you
what.
You know what I mean? It's like, because he knows how to get away from the cops. When they're like trying to get him into a deal where he's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And then you're like, oh, you got to know him better.
Because I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what we're all
sometimes.
Especially with like the drinking and drugs that does happen in comedy. And all that's like you're... A one like drunken argument away of like watching one of your boys get into it with someone you guys trash all the time, from them going like, Jay says all the time.
Can I tell you,
Dan and me had a text thread about this very thing. You're like, man,
that was one of the things that made me realize I need to stop drinking.
Yeah,
I started getting chippy.
Really?
I was never chippy. And I started being like, you hack, at a bar. And I'd be like, oh, that's not cool.
Oh, really?
I'd just like wake up and be super bummed out that I did it.
But dude, Drunk Nate, that was my favorite.
I mean, that was my running mate.
When Nate goes up, he goes, Joe, everybody says you're funny. To DeRosa. Everybody says you're funny, but I don't get it. And it was like looking like, it was like a thing. It's a thing you couldn't believe just happened. You're like, what? No.
To this day, Nate's embarrassed by that. When you bring it up.
Oh, yeah.
When you bring it up, Nate's like,
it was wild.
I got to call DeRosa.
He's like, I think DeRosa's great. I go, I believe you. Oh. But that night, you asked him why he's popular because no one gets it. That was, I mean, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Maybe like 12 or 13, but man.
No, it was 15.
Was it really?
Yeah, you got married right before I started hanging out. And that was like 07.
That's been over for 10 years, and also not yet.
When you made this video, was this just kind of like you knew Lewis would love it, and you just wanted to fire shots at the LA comedy scene?
Credit where credit's due, this was Lewis's idea.
I love it. He is your colonel.
Yeah.
He's what?
He's what?
Yeah, and you know what? Bad Bitch was also his idea.
Oh, is this a love story?
Lewis is the producer. An idea guy.
Is Lewis still in love with Kimmy Congdon?
Well, that was my direction.
Oh, okay. Was that weird at all?
Lewis goes, is the idea guy.
But Lewis goes like, hey, I just kind of noticed that it's real Kim heavy at the end. Just kind of, I don't know, I just really, we've been talking recently and I just don't know if that's cool.
Nah, he was cool with it.
Yeah, oh, no, he probably loves both of these.
That's
but,
great, dude.
I love that he gives the ideas. Diddy. But it really is funny, because he gives the idea, but like a lot of his ideas, he goes like, hey, here's an idea. Hey, you figure out how to get that accomplished completely. I'll be over here.
I'm honestly glad he doesn't want more creative control.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be kind of weird.
That
like,
would
I'd like
suck.
To kind of do my thing.
Yeah.
And he throws me these ideas. Every idea he's given me, I've been like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Doggy,
shit.
Bring that snare up a little bit.
Yeah, where's... I don't, Doggy, I don't have any snare in my headphones.
You're not saying the N-word enough.
Yeah. Just really let it rip. Lewis, I'm white. And he's like, I know.
I know. Yeah. I goes, what? Would you get in trouble if I wasn't?
He goes, just get behind my big Puerto Rican shield.
You're white, I'm white, we're all white.
Yeah. I identify as white.
This is L.A. is Gay. Another brilliant number.
Brainchild of Louis J. Gomez.
Gay, 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 gay. West Coast, gay. East Coast, flame. I feel like y'all don't believe me, so let's read some motherfucking names. Boy, we got CK in it, bitch. Big J in it, bitch. Louis J in it, bitch. Lot of Dave's in this bitch. We got Shane in it, bitch. Danny Souls in this bitch. Mark Norman in this bitch. Jim Norton in this bitch. Benny Moore in this bitch.
And y'all got Whitney Cummings.
L.A. is so fucking gay. They all woke. Better watch what the fuck you say. In your jokes. East Coast, we don't fucking play. We won't smoke. L.A., y'all so fucking gay. So fuck L.A. And that song got fuck your best comedian. His name is Brandon Schwab. We'll fuck him in his face.
Dude, if he
and
just...
we don't care. Why the fuck does Bill Burr even live there? L.A. so motherfucking gay.
I don't know, B.
What you really trying to do? I better watch how I say this baboon fucking name, cause I probably end up getting sued. This shit got me in a mood. You supposed to take a joke at your motherfucking age. You tape a special and bomb out the stage worse than Travis bomb your fucking face. I gotta say, you're basically Aaron Hernandez. Just look up the stats and y'all one in the same. Both in the closet, you cheat on your women and chronic traumatically damaged your brain. Bet if y'all stuck to the sports, you'd be fine. Could've laid in the back of the cut and just chilled. Only real difference between you and Aaron, what he did was funny and you've never killed. Back in high school, what Letterman? Now you wanna get on David Letterman. The shit's so sad, man, the joke's so bad that he couldn't even get on top of Letterman. Knocked on the door, but she never let him in. Had to tell his woman he was gonna be a better man. On the television, he'd be lying like the weatherman. Taking down the videos and flushing all the evidence. Crying like a bitch, man, this shit is sickening. You won't even stand up for your brothers when they're innocent. Enough about him. I'll give you back to your owners. I promise these cats ain't gonna stop till you're homeless. And that's just one of y'all comics in the land of the fake toxic. I'ma keep the rest of y'all in my back pocket. You better act like Kobe in a cockpit, just drop it. L.A. is so fucking gay. They all woke. Better watch what the fuck you say. And no jokes. East Coast, we don't fucking play. We want smoke. L.A., y'all so fucking gay. So fuck L.A. And that song,
dude,
guy.
You should... Fuck your the real move is to do that live at the Comedy Store when Lewis does his next The Parade.
Oh, yeah.
Have you come out to L.A. and do it?
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
I'm not going to lie. I would be looking over my shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, I think between the two songs, if you went to the store...
Everyone has to say that before there's any ball busting going on Brendan Schaub. He goes, keep in mind, he could clean this room out.
My God, he's
quick.
He's a grizzly bear.
And I'd
it's like
nobody...
if you were writing a shit talk. Oh,
ding, ding, ding.
It's like if you were writing a S talking song about a bear that could open doors. Like, oh my God! Like if you came in here right now, we would all just be like, ah! Like,
holy shit!
Kidding!
Joke!
And yeah. I'd have nobody to blame because I could have chose any comedian. Yeah. And I chose the fucking animal
oh
that would
God.
Annihilate me and my entire family.
Yeah. You could pick the one guy that could break your neck. Like Frankenstein.
Yeah. Hey, nice song.
That's a good song. Can I hold you real quick? No, if you squeeze me wrong, I break.
Yeah, and just to say, like, it is a joke, and I don't think anybody's saying that Brendan Schaub is not funny whatsoever. I think it's just the fact that he's not that funny and he can't take a joke, which is what you're supposed to do coming into comedy.
He's so new to comedy, really, still, and he came out, he didn't get any chance to be unknown and doing open mics at all.
Well, also,
it's a weird world, man, to jump right into the, right, it's like, oh, geez,
because
right
also,
you're in theaters and shit.
The part you're skipping, which is fun too, is a lot of ball busting and a lot of older comics putting you in your place, which happened especially in New York.
Oh,
cellar
yeah.
Days.
Yeah, like you would just, I remember walking into the cellar in a striped Adidas hoodie and just Sherrod, I just saw Sherrod see it first and I was like, no. And by the time I got to the table, Keith was like, what in the hell are you wearing? And then DeRosa was there cackling, drinking.
Oh man,
God, my jaw just locked up.
Dude,
I just
the
got
ball,
mad
the
thinking
ball
about
busting.
It.
Yeah, I was saying, I was thinking about you bringing me back to all of that. When I, they one time were making fun of me so bad at that table.
Who was it?
It was Voss, Norton,
yeah,
DePaulo, Colin, Keith, Patrice. I mean, it was that. It was every night. Yeah. It was that. So and it was when it was packed back there. I'm getting stumbly voice like I'm there.
We're gonna have Bobby busting, Daddy, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Kevin Hart would jump right into the mix. I was like,
would he do the thing where you walk up to a group laughing and be like, ha ha? He strikes me as that guy.
But they didn't care. He would say the thing, and if they were like, you stink,
yeah.
Shut up, stupid, blah blah blah. I didn't want to get tons of that, so I would lay back, and they were just breaking my balls one day from they're all at that table, and
yeah.
I'm at, like. One table over.
Yeah, there's like it's in the back corner, and then there's a table right next to it, and then like
and
another
like,
table, and it's
and
almost
like
tiers.
You're just
of
trying
like,
to
where
like
you're sitting.
I think I'm like eating wings alone or something, or maybe Kurt was with me. I don't remember, but like they're ripping me apart, and then they start going. They're like, "Fight back, Jay!" And then they start chanting, "Fight back!" They're all chanting it. So it's like, by the way, this is a time where this isn't the case now, but like there was a time when they were like. The comics ran the Olive Tree in the sense of like they could be loud, screamingly loud. They would never tell them to
be
quiet down. There's a restaurant here happening with actual paying customers. They would just let them dominate. And they were all like chanting, "Fight back, Jay." And then I was like, I think I had one in the pocket. I always thought, this is when Voss wore Kango hats all the time.
Yeah.
And I was going to like, I always have Voss because he trains boxers in like the 20s or something.
Yeah.
Something. And I remember. I was like, I got this one, Jim. I go, shut up, Voss. Why don't you take that Kango hat and go train boxers in the 20s? And it was dead silence. And I'll go, boo. And they start, which is, feels way where I was like, well, I didn't even want to do the thing.
I don't even want to play your stupid game. Your game's stupid.
I didn't want to do this.
Yeah, dude.
And then I just, honestly, I went outside to not be around getting picked on. And then I just became a cigarette smoker with David Tell.
Bobby used to call
me. I smoked minimally when I met David Tell.
Wow, really?
And I would just stand outside and just rip butts with him because I would just like listen to him. And then, like, you'd go back inside or those guys would come out. It was all part of the fun, but I was like, for the in that beginning years,
going
I was
outside
never good at just sitting there and dealing because I was like, I didn't. As I'm saying, Kev didn't care if they booed him because he'd keep going and eventually they'd have to. Not even because his jokes were better or worse than the last one. It was like...
He was Rocky. He just kept surviving.
No, it's not that. It was just like, okay, that was 25 minutes, a half hour of Kev. And then who was the last person Kev said something about? Patrice? Yeah, you're right, Patrice. Now we're turning on you. And then they all just turn on him. I didn't want to be in that all the time.
Yeah.
So I could sit outside and smoke cigarettes with David Tell. And we would just talk a bunch and just like hang out.
Bobby would trick me. He would call. He'd be like, hey, I'm going to call you about whatever, 2 gigs next month. Pick up. And I'd pick up and it would be... him.
They're at the table.
They'd be at home. It'd be Keith, DeRosa, Bobby, sometime, and then they'd just be like, you suck. You just on the phone. You hack. And Joe's like, he's got 3 voices. They stink. Keith was like, I hate, this is when Colin Kaepernick was the quarterback for the 49ers. He's like, I hate Kaepernick. You made me racist against my own people. He's like, that's how bad you stink. and then Bobby go, you hang up, you don't have those gigs. You hang up, you don't get those gigs. And I was like, one time it was 40 minutes. And
that's so funny. That's not Bobby anymore.
I started getting bitchy at the end where I'd be like, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to hang up. I have to go. And Bobby's like, I told you, dude.
You saw a change in Bobby. I think Bobby becoming a dad. Yeah.
Bobby absolutely becoming a dad sucked the venom out of him.
It really did. Dude, it did. He's still hilarious as ever.
I had a flashback.
But Bobby.
I had PTSD from Bobby. Sorry. Before I forget this moment, I was just in the Chicago airport. I had a layover in Chicago coming back from Tulsa, and I had a PTSD Bobby Kelly moment.
Layover. Loser.
Whatever, dude. Delta doesn't fly direct to Tulsa because it's a two stoplight fucking. Oh, man. Black Lou knew it was coming.
What else do you think about Tulsa?
Tulsa, you coming to cuss. So I was in the Chicago airport before, like doing a gig years ago when I was still opening for Bobby. And Bobby called me and I guest hosted You Know What Dude one time. And they were like, plug gigs at the end. And I was like, oh, I'm opening for Anthony Jeselnik at the Wilbur Theater on this Saturday at the 9:30 show. So Bobby calls me and he's like, dude, why did you do that? And I was like, why did I do what? And he's like, you guest hosted. You plugged Jeselnik's show. I was like, yeah, it's at 9:30. He goes, I'm the 7:30 show, dude. And I was like, I didn't know that. And he's like, I was the 7:30 show. You're on my podcast. It just rips me. And then I hang up because I'm like, I got to get on this flight. And I hang up, and then the phone keeps ringing. I pick up, and then it's Bobby and Keith. And Keith is like, you're plugging another man's shows when Robert, I got you into the cellar, dude. And I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. And you know me, I'm like melting down. Dude, oh, even saying that, I was walking through the Chicago airport, and I was like, oh, my God, Bobby Tarot was terrifying for a moment.
Yeah, maybe my first road headline ever that wasn't like Rascals. Maybe I did Rascals at that point, but I don't even think so. I think my first ever was like some club in Virginia or something. I don't even know which one it was. It wasn't improv or anything. It was some other club. And I did this gig and it went good.
Yeah.
It went like really, I felt like my first time ever doing like 45 or an hour or whatever on stage. And I came outside to call Keith Robinson, my mentor, so I want him to know, like, how, and he's the seller.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, and he just puts me on speakerphone. He puts me on speakerphone as I start talking.
Oh, no.
Because I'm going, like, Keith, wow, man. Like, I just did, it's crazy. There was people in the audience, and, like, people, it's great. And then I just hear them all laughing and just going to war, just trashing me. And then Bobby Kelly's last thing, he goes, dude, no one, my daughter was a baby.
Yeah.
And he goes, dude, no one cares. I hope your kid gets sick. And hung the phone up on me. And then it dialed back. This is Bobby, no kids or anything. It rang so fast after it hung up. And I go, hello? And he goes, that was too far, dude. Sorry.
Bobby used to have an incredible.
But, I mean, it was like, so, he goes, I hope your kid gets sick. Click. And his action must have been like, hang up, redial. That was, what? Can't say that to somebody.
I wonder if you're the person that inspired. He had a bit about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, you ever bust the balls with your friends and you take it too far? And they're like, yeah, you're an idiot. Yeah, he's like, yeah, well, I hope your mother gets sick. And he goes, oh, man. Whoa. I wonder if you're the dude. Oh, man, I love Bobby.
It was so funny.
But that's the part of, like, you know, Brendan Schaub jumping ahead like that. You miss out on, first off, all these bonding moments where you're like, oh, this is great. But you also don't eat as much crap.
Crow.
I didn't cuss.
I think you guys have mentioned, too, someone who did it kind of the right way seems like Sal Volcano. Even though he is very likable in the first place, he kind of, you know, it seemed like he entrenched himself in it and kind of remained low-key.
Well, Sal could have done a special
6 months
8 years ago.
Yeah, the day he stood on stage.
You know what I mean? Because, like, I mean, he had that built-in audience. And that's the other thing, too. Sal was around the comedy world before he popped also, so it wasn't what he was doing. Brendan's thing, and this isn't bad, but the problem also, and this happens in L.A., I think, a lot. Everyone right away is excited, like, yo, a UFC dude's hanging out with us. So they're just so no one's going to be like, that's garbage. Like, that whole set you're doing is not good. Like, you have to work on a different thing, you know. And people who date, I mean, I used to get those guys. Patrice would be like, if I hear you do that garbage-ass whatever joke one more time, you know, and you'd be like, all right, like, oh, dude, well, I'm opening for you this weekend. I guess I'll change my closer now.
That's how you find out. It's just, there's not going to be an honesty when you're a certified badass that's kind of famous.
That's part of it too. I didn't even think about. And he's a fighter.
Yeah, you're coming into an LA scene with a bunch of grifters. It's like all comedies is grifters that are just trying to be funny. And then it's like, yeah, that's. I can see how he got sucked into it, but there is a point.
When I saw what Steve-O's thing was when he showed me his next special, I think it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's out yet. But he showed me like the, and I go, oh wow! Like in doing it, he really found like the action. And I'm not just saying that because he's famous and I know him. I would just not mention it if it was the case. But when I watched it, it was because he's just telling stories about what he's about to show you.
Yeah.
So he's like, I thought it'd be really funny if, you know, I put a gazillion bees up my butt. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And he tells the story of kind of how it happens and like, the worst thing that happened about it, and then you're like, what? And then he shows it to you. That's awesome. I was like, I thought it was a really fun special. I'm like, perfect. And he's not a not funny guy. He's on Jacket. Those guys are all funny.
Yeah, there was like a moment where I was like butthurt about Steve. Like Steve-O came into the cellar. And this is when I was still like drinking. And I was like, Steve-O, watch this. And I was like,
Was that when he was on PCP?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because was he still like full-blown Steve-O at that point?
I thought my set did that to him. So when I went in, I thought I blew his mind.
I think.
Oh, man. Well, I was just saying, yeah, it's easy to hate people from the outside that come in. And the part that always is what pisses me off is when there's arrogance behind it. When there's no like, hey, man, I stink. I know. Because I know a lot of guys that have ingratiated themselves by being like, hey, this is your guys' world. I like when people do that. When they're like, this is your world. I'm just like kind of hanging out. There's other people I know that have just came into the world and been like, I'm a comedian. You guys know who I'm talking about. People that I have history with where you're like, you weren't even a comic. And you're I hate that. That's like probably my pet peeve.
I've always thought about Kurt Metzger's exes. I go, Kurt, and I will preface by saying this. Everyone knows me knows this. I think Kurt's a genius.
Yeah.
At comedy, but something about the way he conducts his life or himself that every girl he has ever put his pecker inside of has been like, I could do this. Like,
yeah.
If this guy who's mostly video games and sitting on a couch in his underwear is one of the best, then I could probably be great at this.
Yeah.
And they all just started doing comedy.
They're like, let me take a shot. And then everyone's like, hey, thanks for bringing in another one. Anyways, we got to take a break.
Christine the biz till she got out of comedy.
We're coming back to Sam Morril.
We are coming back to Sam Morril. Crack Amico, please hang out.
We're
man.
Not.
No.
He's not coming in.
No.
Would he cancel?
He had a reschedule, yeah.
Damn.
But he did Jim and Sam today.
He heard I was here, bro.
Yeah, he didn't want that smoke.
Oh, it's DJ Lou. He's afraid of DJ Lou.
Oh, DJ Lou.
Well, Sam, I think I say it. You're a P word.
No, I get it.
No,
DJ,
of course.
DJ Lou's reckless.
Crack Amico, hang out with us, dude.
Cool.
We got
By
some
the way,
fun stuff.
Sam Morril, funnier than Mike Feeney.
Funnier than Mike Feeney. Poor Mike Feeney.
We also have another musical thing with Crack Amico that's not one of the two videos.
Oh, oh yeah?
We'll come back.
Yeah, we'll do it right
okay. We'll come back. We'll do it right
back.
We'll be right back, everybody. It's The Bonfire.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.